And AccuWeather forecast. Today it's going up to 82. Could be a thunderstorm this afternoon and a strong thunderstorm in the area this evening. Partly cloudy late tonight, low 57 to 62. Tomorrow sunny, high 77. Wednesday partly sunny, a shower or thunderstorm around in the afternoon. High temperature 79. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
Right now in Kenosha, 70 degrees, 72 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 71, also 71 in Racine. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.
What did you think of that new stadium?
Interesting. Like the design.
$1 billion they spent on that place.
Yeah. Well.
We ought to be able to come up through the $40 million for the arena and the event center.
Well, it's got a few more amenities, I do believe. It's interesting, because I was looking online at some of the pictures, and you can configure this thing to do even baseball games and for, you know, concerts and this and that. And so it's really interesting.
But that is not a retractable roof there.
Well, they just turn the blinds, let the light in. That's an interesting design, though, with letting the light in. But
it's shaped like a Viking ship.
Yeah.
And they have the big Viking horn that they started the game with. Bud Grant, the former Vikings coach, was there.
Yeah, Clemens is thrilled by that.
He doesn't like that Viking horn. I don't like it either.
Yeah.
You know, there's a definitive line in Wisconsin to which team you hate. If you are east of Highway 51, or I guess they call it 39 now up there, you hate the Bears. If you're west of 51, you hate the Vikings.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I hate the fact that Gary Johnson is not going to be in the debates starting next week.
Well,
yeah. It's just, it's absurd.
Well, they make the rules.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah, and what else? They don't care.
So I have heard back now this morning from George Myers, the Libertarian candidate for the state representative spot from the mighty 66th district running against Democrat Corey Mason. He's in for the big forum on October 3rd when I get back from my sabbatical. So you're going to go co-moderate with me?
I'll be here.
Is that a yes?
I'll be here.
To my yes or no question?
I'll be here.
I've never moderated a debate like that.
Ask questions.
Well, I'm
it's not good. That difficult.
Yeah, but I, you know.
Glenn, you can do it.
What are you talking about?
All you do is ask questions.
I ask good questions.
Well, I didn't say you didn't. I just said all you do is
But you'll help me, right?
To ask questions?
Yeah, because you're more plugged in the local scene. And I wonder who will stand in preparation for these guys. I know who Corey Mason should get. He should get Mayor Dickert.
Preparation?
Yeah, you know how they have somebody stand in a debate.
I don't think
that. So it's a tightly held secret who's standing in as Donald J. Trump for the Hillary preparation. Of course, Trump's not preparing at all. It's really smart of him. But they won't let it out who Hillary's got because they don't want to give any clue at all as to what they might be thinking for the type of personality that they have filling in. But remember when Dickert called in when George Myers was here?
I do.
Yeah, he was all fired up. I forgot to tell Mayor Dickert when he was here after that you, in politics, you don't punch down. You only punch up. Somebody should tell Donald Trump that. So.
Okay.
So you think the Packers will be okay?
Give it time. I mean, it's still a long season. They've been in worse shape.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, I mean, number 12 did not look good. Looked frail. Tell that vegan diet, no dairy, no bueno. No bueno.
Okay. That's what you think it is. Fine. You and the billy goat people.
I don't believe in the billy goat curse anymore. Although the Cubs.
Anymore.
The Cubs lost 3 out of 4 to the Brewers. You and Clemens were enjoying the fact that it would be great if the Brewers swept the Cubs. And, you know, they were like, oh, that's probably not going to happen. And they won 3 out of 4. Of course.
Then it didn't happen.
No, it did not happen.
So.
Okay, very good point. That's why you are the great Tom Karkel.
You know, again, you had the division locked up a long time ago for the Cubs. You know, it's just a matter of being able to play at a consistent level going into the playoffs, which is what you want, and then being able to take it to the next level. Because everybody else is stepping up their game, too.
Cubs got the Cincinnati Reds just what the doctor ordered. tonight at Wrigley Field. Bears are playing the Philadelphia Eagles. They're opening their home schedule at Soldier Field tonight on Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
That ought to be thrilling. How many sacks do you think for Jay Cutler tonight? The over and under is definitely 5. I'm going to take the over on 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let us see what else is happening in the world of sports on deck, and then we're going to be talking with Mark Baser. It ain't going to be boring.
Every day you rise early, sip your coffee, pull on your boots, and go to work. And the team at DuPont Pioneer is with you.